From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrate to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, Youth Express features Thanksgiving memories and thoughts of gratitude from students around Pittsburgh's middle and high schools.
My name is Rico, I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Westinghouse. For Thanksgiving, I usually eat with my family and spend time with them, like have game night or something. My favorite food for Thanksgiving is macaroni and cheese. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, my name is Jaslyn. I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Westinghouse High School. My favorite Thanksgiving tradition is seeing family, eating lots of food. Like, my favorite food is macaroni cheese, the turkey. I like seeing family members that I haven't seen for a long time. I mean, when I see them, I get very excited. Like, oh my God, how you been? I love laughing about things, laughing about stupid things that I did. Everybody come together and have this big moment. One thing I'm thankful for is having life. Everything, having family, a father, a mother, life is just great. I mean, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
My name is Michael Allen, and I'm in the sixth grade at Manchester Academic Charter School. The name of my story is Thanksgiving Dinner with Granny. Thanksgiving dinner on my mother's side of the family was always served and celebrated at my nana's house when she lived on Elgin Street on the north side. On Thanksgiving Eve, I spent the night at my nana's house so that on Thanksgiving morning, I can wake up and help her prepare the food before everyone comes over. All of the family on my mom's side comes to my nana's to enjoy the turkey and ham and a lot of other good things. But my favorite is my nana's cornbread. The food is set out in the kitchen and the kids are allowed to serve themselves first. Then adults make their plates. Everyone runs to make their plate because the aroma of the food has been circling throughout the house. Another part of our Thanksgiving tradition is the after-dinner kickball game. The kids and the adults head over to PV Park and start up a game. The adults watch the football game, and I can hear them screaming all the way from the park. When the games are over, we get seconds and all the adults begin playing cards and video games like Madden 11 and baseball, hockey, and basketball. When the day's over, everyone makes their take-home plates. Some of my cousins get to sleep over. We all stay up all night and get some food and run upstairs. If we're asked to help them clean up, we stay upstairs and hide out until the cleaning is over. This is a special holiday because it has been going on for many years, and I hope it will go on for many more.
Hello, I'm Philip. I'm 15 in the ninth grade at the Neighborhood Academy. And today, I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for. For starters, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm alive, I can share the love with people, give people hugs, you know. I'm thankful for my family and friends, for the gift of drawing, I can draw well. I'm thankful for having a positive mindset most of the time.
My name is Raekwon, and I'm in the eighth grade, and I go to the Neighborhood Academy. And I'm thankful for my sister, because when I was first born, my sister took care of me while my family was going through some strife. My sister is also someone I trust to tell my business to.
My name is Brielle, and I'm thankful for food, my mom, and my sister. That's the person who I can tell everything. My sister is my best friend. We may fight and argue, but at the end of the day, that's still my sister.
My name is Audrey, and I'm thankful for having your family, and I'm thankful for having the personality that I have.
My name is Lamar, and I'm grateful for many things. First of all, I have a loving family, and I appreciate them a lot. I'm also healthy and living, which I am thankful for.
My name is Melvin. I would like to say that I'm thankful for my personality and the way I think. I like to lie low and think about my surroundings and all that.
Hi, my name is Mariah. I go to the Neighborhood Academy. I'm thankful for my thoughts because if it weren't for them, I would have made a lot of mistakes in my life.
Hello, I'm Tayshawn. I go to the Neighborhood Academy. I'm in eighth grade, and I am thankful for the water in my body and the clothes on my back.
My name is Shania. I'm thankful for my family because they believe in my future and they encourage me to do better every time I do something that isn't good. I'm also thankful for the Neighborhood Academy. I'm thankful for this school and education because they're helping me reach my dreams and achieve my goals.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I am a senior at Bashir High School. One of the parts that I really like about the Thanksgiving holiday is that I always go to Grandma's house and eat a big dinner with family. This year, I'm really looking forward to going to Grandma's house and talking, perhaps maybe even with Uncle Richie and or Uncle Jimmy. Happy Thanksgiving!
Hi, my name's Avion, and I'm 9 years old. I go to Manchester Academic Charter School. I like Thanksgiving because I get to spend time with my family. I like spending time with my family because I want to get to know them more. On Thanksgiving, my mom makes corn, turkey, and mashed potatoes. I love the sweet smell of turkey. One time I became a vegetarian because I felt bad for those dead animals that we were eating. But one day I noticed that everything I liked was made from meat, so I stopped being a vegetarian. On Thanksgiving, I like wearing orange and brown because Thanksgiving means a lot to me. And it's really the only time I really get to spend time with my family and my friends.
Hi, my name is Jahee Jackson, and I am in the 6th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School. The name of my story is Thanksgiving Dinner. Every year, it's a tradition for my parents to host Thanksgiving dinner at our home on the north side. It's mostly my father's side of the family who attends, but my mother's side comes over sometimes. Every year, my family comes to have a good time and laugh and joke around. Some things we do for fun are play football in the cold with the wind stinging my ears and hands. Another thing is watch TV and college football games and play video games for fun. During Thanksgiving, my mom and my dad cook the steamy hot stuffy and greasy chicken. My Aunt Deanna cooks the yellow jello and sticky mac and cheese. Before we serve dinner, my sister blesses the food. The little kids eat first and the grown-ups eat last. After everyone eats their food, all you hear is laughter and joking around. The last thing we do is have fun, because who wants to have a boring, lifeless cookout? Sometimes my cousin Chucky is the life of the party, and sometimes we do what we want to have fun and a great time. That's why I picked this tradition, because it brings family and fun together to make a great time. If you were there, you would have fun. This is the Jackson family's tradition and no one else's.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.